everyone, and welcome back to the Strive for Strength podcast. I am your host, Kendall Strample, aka Girl Fears to Fit. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, all at that username. And today I'm super excited, guys. I am bringing you a solo podcast, a quick one at that, but it is going to be good, I promise. So there's something that I really want to touch on with you guys, and this is something that we all experience on maybe a daily basis, a weekly basis, whatever it may be, but it's something we all experience. So I'm talking to you guys today about fear. So as crazy as this might sound, fear is actually something that changed my life significantly. And the reason being is because I truly took what fear was and started using it as more of a motivator for me. So when you think about fear, guys, what do you think about? I mean, pain, nervousness, anxiousness, failure. Fear is usually associated with these kinds of things, but it doesn't really have to be. And if it is, there's another way to look at it. It generally means that something important is going to happen to you. So instead of walking into things thinking of the worst that could happen, we always have these what-if scenarios in our head about what if we fail? What if we don't make it? But why can't we turn that into what if we succeed? What if we become on top? What if we help other people? You have to really think of going into the situation with more of a positive mindset. And on top of that, when you're making a decision with something that brings you fear, for the most part, it's because it's an important decision. It's something that's going to have an impact on you and people that are around you. So embracing that fear is only going to help you grow. It's going to get you away from familiarity. We're so used to just doing the same things every day and being in a really comfortable position. But until you're willing to get out of your comfort zone, just face that fear and not only just conquer it, but also embrace it. Let it be more of an excitement to you. Don't let it be something that's a burden. I found a quote, guys, and I have to share it with you. I absolutely love it. So it says, "A life of complete predictability and familiarity is not a life that is dynamic and ever-changing." So if you're not putting yourself in a situation where you're able to face your fears and not only overcome them, but use them as excitement, it's going to help you evolve. It's going to help you make a change. And that doesn't just mean in your own life, but it can be in somebody else's life as well. When you really think about it, guys, will you ever really be motivated to do something that's fearful? To do something where you think the outcome is failure or that you're not successful or that you won't succeed? You really truly will never be able to seek that change if you're thinking of fear as something that's negative. So I want you guys to think about something that is in the back of your head, something that you want to do right now that you haven't done. And I'm going to share a little bit of my story with you guys of kind of where I was in my past and where I really got motivated in order to go do what I wanted to do. So you guys all know, if you've listened to my previous podcast about how I left school and pursued my job as a personal trainer, you guys better believe that I was scared absolutely shitless. I literally had no idea what I was going to do if I failed, if I was going to be able to go back to school and just hop right back into my routine. But I knew that if I didn't try, I was never going to succeed. The fact that I could have failed, that maybe I wasn't going to succeed, that gave me such a kick in the ass to make this happen. I knew that there was no turning back after I left. Yeah, I could always go back to school, but that wasn't my ideal situation. That wasn't my ideal scenario. And so I took that fear and I let it kick me in the ass. I let it propel me forward. I let it help me reach my goals and do what I wanted to do. And, you know, moving into fear, that's what you have to do. You have to move into it. It's so hard. It's hard to do because it exposes us to vulnerability or the possibility that a scary new thing might not work out. So sometimes we fly, sometimes we crash, and either way, we're guaranteed to end up somewhere new. And that means that you could build a new relationship that you had no idea was going to spur up. You could possibly get a new job offer. Or you could go as extreme as me and move cross country, drop out of school, and start a new job. Either way, whatever situation you're in, when you're going into it and you have that thought in your back of your mind that you might not make it and you might fail, let that drive you. Prove people wrong. Prove to yourself that you can do it. And if you fail, so fucking what? You failed, but you failed forward. You guys have to think of it like this. Making mistakes, it's the key to living and not just existing. You don't just want to be going day to day not learning new lessons because you were too afraid to go after something. If you fail, you'll learn. Have you ever failed at something and not taking something else away from it in a positive way? This truly is about a shift in your mindset, guys. So you might be asking me, okay, Kendall, yeah, you're making it sound so easy. It's great to just not fear something. You could have the biggest interview of your entire life, and how are you not going to be fearful? I'm just saying this, guys. Yes, it's okay to be afraid. That's what I want you to do. I want you to utilize that fear, though. I want you to think in the back of your head, or push it forward for all I care. Think about what that's going to do for you long term. Think about how, if you fail, what could come out of it. And think about that fear, knowing that this is something that's so important to you, that you want it to kick you in the ass, propel you forward, and help you reach your goals. Guys, I'm telling you right now, fear is not negative. Fear is fucking awesome. And it's going to help you guys all strive for your strength.